Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. There have, of course, been many effects from the pandemic, but a very common one has been job insecurity that has resulted in itself in many people changing jobs, sometimes into entirely new careers. Our next guest says this has also led to job search insecurity, the fear of successfully navigating that path to a new job. Jane Snipes is managing partner and owner of North Star Recruiting. She joins us now by phone from her office in Florence, South Carolina. She's also written a new book, Surviving the Job Search. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit more about you and how long you've been in the recruiting business.
I've been recruiting for 30 years. I've owned my own company for 20. We're in a very specific niche in electronic access control, biometrics, and identity management. And when the pandemic hit, our business just went pretty much silent last March. So I dove into writing a book about how to navigate the search. I figured that would probably be the best use of my time since I'd been promising to write the book for about 20 years.
All right, so give us an overview of this book then, Surviving the Job Search. I'm sure there are many of our listeners that have been upended by this pandemic and have looked for new jobs and ventured into new careers.
I've talked with tens of thousands of job seekers over my 30 years of recruiting. So some of the topics are how to write the resume, how to navigate and prepare for the interview process, how to negotiate the offer, how to manage your LinkedIn profile, topics that so many people are focused on but don't quite know how to handle. So my goal was just to demystify that.
Some of those topics you mentioned, you know, how to write a resume, and there have been many books and articles and publications on all of this already. So share something new with us.
Be glad to. So a lot of people, they try to use a template to write the resume. The problem is, years ago, using a template worked just beautifully. But these days, most hiring companies, pretty much all recruiting companies, actually use very automated applicant tracking systems. So when a job seeker sends in a resume to a company or to a recruiter, their resume gets loaded into an applicant tracking system. And the issue is that I've found the template doesn't work well with the applicant tracking system. So if you've used a template to write your resume, you can't actually always guarantee that your name and contact information and address information are going to fall into the correct fields in the applicant tracking system. And then because of the upload process, very often the resume shows up in the applicant tracking system completely differently compared to how you intended it. A lot of the applicant tracking systems don't read a header. So if you've actually put your name and contact information in the header, and then maybe the first line that you've got on the resume in the primary body of the document is education or summary or experience, if the applicant tracking system doesn't read the header, your name becomes summary or education or experience.
All right, what else do you have for us that's new in job searching that has not already been written about out there?
I think one of the main things that people miss is their LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is an absolutely fantastic tool. It is your electronic business card. And so what I see a lot of times in LinkedIn is that somebody's just got their name, maybe their title, maybe their location, and a couple of employment entries. But actually, when somebody like me is searching for professionals these days, we're out on LinkedIn mining all of the information that's out there. And so the way that somebody actually can get more visibility on LinkedIn is to have more keywords. So if you have all of your data, all of your titles, companies, dates, and all of your duties and responsibilities for all of your jobs listed out on LinkedIn, then their search engine within LinkedIn can gather more keyword hits. And then you will actually, as a job seeker, show up closer to the top of a recruiter or hiring manager's search list in LinkedIn. And that way you get more visibility.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for the information and your time today.
Thank you so much for yours.
Jane Snipes is managing partner and owner of North Star Recruiting. She joined us by phone from her office in Florence, South Carolina. She's also author of the new book, Surviving the Job Search. We will have a link to Jane's webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.